Vanderbilt University has released a new survey that shows the Senate race between former Governor Phil Bredesen and Congressman Marsha Blackburn remains too close to call. It's the latest in a flurry of polls. They've shown everything from Bredesen, the Democratic nominee, holding a slight lead, to the Republican candidate, Blackburn, pulling far ahead. As WPLN's Chess Sisk reports, the discrepancies may be based on assumptions about which voters will actually cast ballots.
The Vanderbilt survey gave Bredesen just a 1 percentage point edge over Blackburn. That's well within the margin of error, says John Geer, the political scientist who oversees the poll.
The turnout's still going to drive the result. And we have, you know, I think calling the race a toss-up is exactly a fair assessment. And I don't even think the Blackburn people would dispute that very much.
Geer says the Vanderbilt poll is weighted toward conservative voters, yet they found Republicans are more likely to say they plan to cross party lines and vote for Bredesen. But other pollsters assume turnout will be even more heavily tilted toward Republicans. They tend to estimate big leads for Blackburn, sometimes in the double digits. On the other hand, the Vanderbilt poll shows women tend to favor Bredesen. High turnout among them could give him more of an edge. So could a wave of young voters angry at President Trump. In an unusual election year, it's still anybody's guess. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.